Well, first of all, yeah, you know, we were fortunate to beat a really good football team in Minnesota. And, you know, they're just really great. He's doing a great job with that program, and it certainly doesn't surprise me. I'm very proud of our team. You know, we battle. That's the kind of way this is kind of the scenario that went throughout the year. And, you know, a lot of our struggles that we had in the game were because they're a good football team. So, I mean, just everything doesn't work out like you want it to. But we battled. We made plays on defense. We made plays on offense, especially in the fourth quarter. And the end of the third quarter, we got some turnovers, critical turnovers by our defense. I took advantage of some of those and tried a few fakes here and there. You know, one didn't work, two did work in a positive way. So, again, I can't say enough about my staff, my players. It's 23 games in the last 2 years. It's best back-to-back in history, University of Missouri. And that was also coming off a 5-7 year when things were kind of dismal and things weren't very good. And how we handled that with the leadership of these guys, like these guys here, and the leadership of our team and guys that played on the team a year ago, you're always judged when you have the most adversity. And certainly we did. And I think we responded very well as a football program. The leadership that these guys brought this year to our team, I think were great visual aids for our younger players, and we'll pay dividends as time goes on. So, and congratulations to both those guys.
All right, we'll open it up for Q&A for coach or student athletes.
Coach, from junior college to Citrus Bowl MVP, you know, what's it been like to watch Marcus Golden's entire career?
Well, you know, I always say this, when Marcus came in, you know, Marcus always wanted to come to Mizzou. I mean, that was it. We had junior college, he was coming to Mizzou. And he was in. When we were on a real discipline structured program. And I remember right when he came in, he said, I'm in 100%. It wasn't like we had to convince him how to do things. He was committed to us. And he also trusted us. You know, we told him we're going to move him from linebacker to defensive end. I remember he was in my office. And, you know, I think he looked at me like I was crazy. You know, I'm just so proud of him. And, he's got his degree in his hip pocket. And a combination of all those things are just very special story and a great you know, visual aid for a lot of people out there and what you can accomplish if you put your mind to it.
Gary, on your left. Hey, congratulations. Just you referred to being judged at times of adversity. Can you just discuss that a little bit in terms of Matty today? He had a rough start. Did you have to do anything to kind of, you know, hit a reset button with him and just – describe maybe a little bit how the rest of his game played out.
I think, first of all, I think Andy really handles him well. I think, you know, also some of those things are not his fault. I mean, I know to the average person out there, and I know there's no average people out there, but to the average person out there, you know, it's always the quarterback. And there's a lot of other things that happen out there. And Bud knows that, certainly himself. You know, I think they're very, very positive with Matty. Matty had a real good camp as far as all the practices prior to this bowl. And kind of a couple unusual type plays that we had some of that adversity, but you know, he's a great, great competitor. And you know, we were down Jimmy Hunt and you know, this game, and then, you know, Bud's made plays all year long. You know, he's shined, and certainly very, very proud of him and the plays that he's been making, you know, throughout the entire season.
Gary, you mentioned some of these guys, but in a game like this, last game of the year and the last game for a lot of your players, does it make it more special when, you know, guys like Marcus Golden, Marcus Murphy, and Bud in their last games are the guys that really lead the charge and turning this game around for y'all?
Yeah, well, that's what happens. You know, we talk about you have to have perseverance, you have to have a drive, a competitive drive in the fourth quarter. It sounds real easy. It's not easy. It's the character of your team and your players and the leadership that you have. But you also, you know, also, but you can want to win all you bad. You can try it as much as you can try. The bottom line is you got to make plays. And we had guys making plays. These guys right here, some of the other teammates made plays, made blocks, and got a chance to pull away in that game. So, you know, I think that, you know, the makeup of being a good team that can win in the fourth quarter is the guts of your team and playmakers like these two guys next to me.
George.
Coach over here. I know it's obviously a team thing, but how good was it to hear those SEC chants, especially given the fact that some of your other teams in the league have, for various reasons, have struggled in bowl games?
Well, you know, that was one of our goals. We set several goals why this game was so important to us, and there was about 8 or 9 items on that. And one was we're representing the SEC. We are representing the SEC. People are going to be logging up win-losses, you know, in the bowl season. And so our players are very proud members of the SEC.
Yeah.
And that certainly was something that we had mentioned.
Gary, you mentioned the fakes, the onside kick. Did the staff come into this game kind of with an aggressive mentality? We're going to take some chances today?
Yeah, we talked about that. We've worked on them a lot. I mean, you got 10 practices. You've been working on that. That kick that we made to the sideline, and Ian Simon got the ball and actually kept, and we practiced that 50 times because we do it almost every one of our kickoffs. And we saw on video that it had a strong possibility of working. And then halftime, we decided to pull the trigger. After our Thursday practice, which I think was on Tuesday, Ian Simon came right up to me after practice. He said, "Coach, you've got to call it. You've got to call it. I'll make the play." And, he certainly did make the play. And, anyway, I'm certainly proud of those guys. They're great calls if they work.
You mentioned some of the struggles you had in the beginning of the game. It seemed like your offense really sparked after that fake punt. Did you do it at that time for that reason specifically? Because
well,
you needed.
Yeah, we thought it could work, and that doesn't mean it's gonna. And I think that obviously, the guy carrying the ball has something to do with it. He's Harold Brantley's a great athlete. And in fact, I told him if that works, I told him this a couple weeks ago. I said, if that works, then you're going to be starting in our short yardage offense next year. And he said, looked at me and says, "Coach, that's going to happen." And, it made a great play. It was a big momentum play. We didn't score on it, but we kicked the ball to the 2-yard line. So we flipped the field about from the 25 all the way to the 2. And so that was a real plus for us.
Marcus, just this being your last game at Missouri and to go out in a way like this, I mean, just what's your emotions like right now? What's your feeling after this game?
Really, like I always say, it's a blessing just to be a part of the Mizzou team, just to be out here playing. But for me to get MVP, that's amazing. It's one of the best days of my life. Like I said, coming to Mizzou, one of the best thing that ever happened to me. So I'm enjoying it, and it's a blessing.
But I wanted to ask you, obviously Maddie starts off a little rough, but he had that 20-yard run, kind of gets popped on the sideline. It seems like sometimes those plays get him involved. So did you kind of get a feeling that he was about to hit you with that big play and Maddie was about to kind of come into his own in this game?
Yeah, I mean, even on some of those long shots he took, those were pretty good balls. We just got to make sure, we come down with him if he gives us a chance. And, he has an extreme amount of confidence in his receivers, and he'll put it up there for you to go make that play. And, even though, those first couple of interceptions happened, he didn't get down about it. He came right off to the sideline. He was ready for the next series, ready to go make some more plays. And he was able to take off and start running. And he had, a good run. And, he got hit pretty hard, got right up. And he was ready after that. He was ready to go.
Marcus, just to follow up on that question, what does it mean to you when you hear the compliment that's paid by Coach Pinkel to you?
It means a lot to me. Coach Pinkel is like a father to me. They helped me out a lot, becoming not just a better football player, but a better man since I've been here. So it means a lot coming from Coach Pinkel. And like I said, I do it for my teammates and my Mizzou family.
And Bud, follow up on your left related to Maddie and you. Just describe the touch on those touchdown passes, if you would, and also on his touchdown run, he sort of got a pretty good shot in on the guy who'd intercepted the first mm-hmm. ball. Did you hear anything he said on that play or have any impression of what he was doing in the end zone?
Oh, when he scored? I mean, that's Maddie being Maddie right there. That's him taking chances. He's not about to dive in the end zone. He's going to lower his shoulder. it doesn't matter what size you are, how big you are. If he feels like you're trying to challenge him, he's going to accept that challenge, and he's going to take you head on. And he was able to do that, and he won that challenge.
And all the passes to you.
Oh, man, I mean, I just ran my route, and, I looked up, and that ball was perfectly placed. And I can't say thank you enough to Maddie and the offensive line of giving him time to throw that ball. And, I'm thankful for him. Those are great passes.
I could add a little bit. Bud's, being humble, which is awesome. And but I'll tell you, that they've done that last one they hit when they put it in the corner. They've done that all year long. And he gets open. He makes it. And there's some great throws. But that one catch he made, the first touchdown catch, I have no idea how he made that catch. I got no idea. Yeah, it just was But you have to have players that make plays. And so we're certainly proud.
Gary, to go 11-3 with this team, did you feel like you kind of maxed out their potential, and was that kind of year for you guys?
Yeah, I don't really look at that. When I come into every game, even when I got here in 2001, I want to win every football game, and I've always taken that approach. I love this team because when we lost 2 out of 3 games right in the middle of the season, it was kind of a point where we had senior meetings and we're talking. These two captains they're talking, and you know, we're all in there discussing this, and that was when the leadership just kind of elevated to a different level. That's when the seniors started leading a whole different level. Okay, from that point on, and you know, I think that's what I'm most proud of. You know, we had all that adversity, and a lot of people kind of dismissed the thought that we'd have a good team, and we slowly but surely got back in and kept battling. And you're so proud of teams that can do those kind of things.
Marcus, why was it important to you to have Shane on the stage with you when you won your MVP award?
Because he's just my brother, and he helped me out a lot since I've been here at the program, and really I just wanted him to be up there with me.
All right, 2 more questions for Missouri.
Can you talk more about your special teams? The Minnesota coach was saying that you guys executed your tricks and they didn't. How important were those tricks and the special teams execution to your win?
Well, we scored off one. We got a great field position off another. And then the other one, we didn't convert to fourth down, so we had 3 of those. Again, what we always do is any opponent that we play against, we look to see the different coaches that are in charge of the different areas of the kicking. Can you get a fake punt? Can you get a fake reverse on a kickoff return? I mean, can you do a fake bump kick? And we look at all those things, analyzing. The thing that's a little bit different for us is we got to work on these, you know, day after day after day after day. So it wasn't like you had 2 days to prepare and then go do it. So I felt a little bit more comfortable because we worked on them so much. And Harold Brantley is such a good athlete, he weighs 300 pounds, and he runs like a tailback sometimes. That certainly gave me confidence too. But we're fortunate. I think those were momentum changers. I think when you have those things work, they're huge for momentum. I thought we did some great execution by our players, the kick and Ian keeping his feet in. I mean, I saw him doing practice a bunch of times the last 3 weeks. But it's really neat to see that. You know, we had a kickoff return against us, that they got great field position. So, you know, there's a lot of things that aren't perfect about our kicking. But certainly, I guess the reason I called him and we talk about this on Thursday, the situations that we want to do them in, okay, was that I felt like we really executed them well in practice because we worked on them so much. Maybe I should do it more. But I do know this, that, you know, if it works, it's a good call. And if it doesn't, it's not a very good call.
Are you done? But I wanted to ask you about that throw. It looked like it was supposed to come. You were expecting over your right shoulder on the inside maybe and kind of to do a 180 on that first touchdown catch. Can you just talk about what you were seeing on that play and the adjustment you made to get that catch?
He was playing press man. I expected him to go inside of me at the very beginning, but he jumped outside. I was able to slip inside and push up field, and I tried just to stack him, and Matty put it out there. And really, I just had to just make a play, man, honestly. And, that's what I love about Matty. He believes in me to make those type of plays. I believe in myself. He looks at me when we're on the sideline to make those type of plays, and, I hold myself to a high standard, and I need to make those.